Hi, everybody. This is Monica Reinagel, the Nutrition Diva, here with your quick and dirty tips for eating well and feeling fabulous. So I'm afraid there's been another outbreak of misleading nutrition headlines, or MNH, a dangerous condition that seems to have reached epidemic proportions. See, for example, my recent episode on red wine and cholesterol. If you follow health and nutrition news, I bet you saw some variation on the following last week. Double your protein to prevent muscle loss. Now, I'm a big fan of protein for reasons I explained in my episode, How Much Protein Should You Eat? But before you order that 16-egg omelet, let's take a closer look at the study behind the recent headlines and figure out what, if anything, it really means for you. When we try to lose weight, we want to lose the extra fat on our bodies. Unfortunately, dieters often lose a lot of muscle tissue as well, which is not desirable. Researchers wanted to see if increasing the amount of protein in the diet might protect against muscle loss during weight loss, and it turns out it does. So what exactly did this study find? Well, they divided a bunch of overweight people into three groups. One group ate the recommended daily allowance for protein, which amounts to about 10% of your calories, or about 50 grams of protein per day. The second group ate twice that much, and a third group ate three times that much. All of these diets, by the way, fall within the Institute of Medicine's acceptable range of 10 to 35% of your calories from protein. Then the researchers put all three groups on a calorie-restricted diet, during which everyone lost about the same amount of weight, approximately 2 pounds a week. But there was one big difference. The group that ate 20% of their calories from protein, which translates to about 100 grams or about 3/4 of a gram per pound of body weight, they lost less muscle and more fat than the group that was only eating half that much. That's great news. First of all, it means that more of that hard-won weight loss was actually due to fat loss. And secondly, it means that more muscle tissue is left behind to burn up calories, and that makes maintaining the weight loss a lot easier. Now, interestingly, the group that was eating the most protein, 30% of their calories, didn't do any better than the folks in the middle group. So what's wrong with the headline that I quoted at the beginning of the show, doubling protein prevents muscle loss? It would appear to be completely accurate, except for one thing. According to the most recent figures available, most of us are already consuming between 80 and 90 grams of protein per day. So according to this study, doubling that protein intake wouldn't help us hang on to more muscle because the vast majority of us are already pretty close to the ideal muscle-preserving range. I didn't see that fact mentioned in any of the media coverage of this story. And here's another thing that didn't get mentioned in any of the stories I saw. When they weren't actively losing weight, the subjects at the lowest protein intake preserved their muscle just as well as those at the highest intake. In other words, this study only applies to people who are losing weight and only to those whose protein intake is on the low side to begin with. If you are cutting calories in order to lose weight, my advice is don't cut back on protein foods. Instead, start by cutting out empty calories, such as sweets and sweetened beverages. Next, cut way back on fried foods. And if you're still looking for calories to cut, scale down your proportions of bread, pasta, cereals, and other grain-based foods. This should allow you to cut enough calories to trigger weight loss without letting protein dip too low. You'll find a transcript of today's show, along with links to several other articles on weight loss, fat loss, and muscle building that might interest you. It's all at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. And I also want to give a shout out to my pal, Richie Freeman. Richie covers modern manners for the QDT Network. And if you haven't discovered his Modern Manners podcast, you should definitely check it out. And Richie's just released his first book. It's called Reply All and Other Ways to Tank Your Career. It's chock full of great advice, as well as Richie's signature wit. No matter where you are on the career ladder, I highly recommend Richie's book. Reply All, and other ways to tank your career. You'll find it on our website at quickanddirtytips.com, as well as at your favorite book and ebook stores. If you have a suggestion for a future show topic or a study you'd like me to vet, send an email to nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com or post it on my Nutrition Diva Facebook page. I always love to hear from you. Have a great day, and don't forget to eat something good for me.